present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
We All Make Mistakes. Mom, I'm home. You can get the fuzzy calf on the table.
How often have I told you not to slam that door?
Do you mean this week?
What was that?
Your voice is weak. Have you got a sore throat?
No, your granddad is asleep in there.
Oh, of course, it's Saturday. 1 o'clock dinner time, 1:30 snoring time. Every Saturday he says the same thing. Well, I'll away the new, I'll just have 5 minutes. And then he rattles every window in the street for the next 3 hours.
Yes, all right, don't be clever. Anyway, where have you been till now? Brenda and I had a dinner 30 minutes ago, and Susan's not home yet either.
No, she's waiting for Alfie to pick her up, and he'll be late.
How do you know?
I've just left him, running down the road, after his motorbike.
Running after his motorbike?
Yes, after me and Ozzy got off, he had to push his motorbike to get it going again. I held his crash helmet for him. Well, he pushed the bike, and as soon as it started, he jumped on, shouted for his crash helmet, I threw it, and the fool caught it with both hands. The bike went off and left him standing in the road with his legs bent like Hopalong Cassidy waiting for his horse.
Oh, really, Jimmy? You're a little terror. Did you say he gave two of you a lift?
Yes, me on the pillion and Ozzy sitting on the back mud guard. That's why we were late.
How do you mean?
Well, we had to keep going back for Ozzy every time he fell off.
Wasn't Alfie worried about him?
He was in the end. The last time Ozzy fell off, he took the back mud guard with him.
Oh, you're making it up.
Not all of it.
I'm dafter than you for standing here and listening to your fibs. Now go on in there and get your dinner. It's a good job it's cold ham.
Oh, my favourite.
Yes, we'll only eat one dinner. The other plate is for Susan.
Oh, Mum, I wouldn't steal her dinner.
Quiet. Told you, your granddad's asleep in there.
Oh, yes. Hey, when he's asleep, he's like Mr. Johnson's dog. If you tickle his tummy, his leg twitches.
Look, if you wake your granddad, I'll skin you alive. I've warned you, if he wakes up, you'll be twitching across my knee.
Oh, I won't wake him up.
Well, you better not. Now, then you go and have your dinner.
Okay, Mum.
Quiet.
Okay, Mum. I'll be quiet as a mouse. There he is, Rip Van Mack Winkle, the human rogue drill. Ah, now for the grub. Which plate has the most ham on? Both about the same. Well, I'll put a bit of mine on Susan's plate, and then sit in her place. Hello? You started work on a new roll? Huh? Ah. Ah, now he's leaning on his shovel. I hope he's seen the foreman. It's not a road drill, he's playing a tune. Today's broadcast, Lunchtime Music, is played by Twitcher Sinclair on his musical saw.
There you are, you little horror.
Quiet, Susan. Can't you see Grandad's asleep?
So will you be. I'll put you to sleep when I get you outside. Come out of this room.
Do you think I'm daft? I'm staying here, and if you wake Grandad, I'll tell me Mum.
All through you, Alfie was an hour late. I felt a right fool standing outside the Empire. People kept staring at me.
Well, it's your own fault. I've told you to wear a veil.
Quiet, you little monster.
All right, you monster sister.
Come here.
Get off. Get off me.
That's it. Shout. Wake Grandad and see what you'll get.
Oh, no, I won't. If anybody wakes, it'll be you. Get off me or I'm full of your hair.
You wouldn't dare.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yes.
What?
Dare.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yes. Oh, shut up.
Oh, wouldn't I? Go on, wouldn't I? What?
Dare.
Dare, then, Susan.
come here.
Quiet! Grandad's asleep, Mum.
I told you. What's the idea, Susan?
He was pulling my hair.
He held hold of me.
Just stop it.
See, Susan, Mum's told you.
I'm telling both.
Shush.
I'm telling both. Don't you shush me.
Sorry, Mum, it was all her fault.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
It wasn't.
I tell you, it was my fault.
No, it wasn't. It was my fault. I mean...
Leo, she's holding
you. Will you two stop it?
Oh, what is this? Can't a man have 5 minutes of peace?
Mum, you've wakened me, Grandad.
I'm sorry, Father. Jimmy, get out of here. Get out of this room or I'll smack you so hard.
You can't hit me after the bell. It's a foul.
Get out. Get out!
I'll answer the door, Mum. Leave it to me.
Oh, answer the door and then go through it.
Ooh, I thought I'd had it then. That's the danger signal. When a neck goes blotchy.
Hello, Jane. Is your mother in?
Yes, she's in there, but if you're going in, keep your guard up.
All right, Pat, I'm going upstairs.
Hello, Mr. Sinclair.
Oh, hello, Theodore. Ah, well, I'll see you later. Pat's in there, but she's a number to discuss knitting patterns.
Oh. What's wrong with him today?
Mum, woke him up, shouting at our Susan.
Oh, dear. And I did want her to be in a good mood.
Oh, what's wrong, Mr. Craythorpe?
Oh, it's something I was organizing, and Mrs. Billington has had to let me down because she's not well.
What? Is Beaky Billington ill?
Oh, it's nothing serious, just a bad chill.
Are you sure she hasn't got a touch of foul pest?
What are you standing there for?
He wants to see you.
You, I mean? Oh, hello, Theodore. Come in. Jimmy, go out and play before I lose control of myself altogether.
I'm going, Mum. Mr. Craythorpe kept me here telling me about Beaky Billington having a cold in a conk.
Oh, he's asking for it, that boy.
Yes, he is rather naughty sometimes.
Yeah. Come in, Theodore. Oh, what's all this about Mrs. Billington?
She's not well. That's why I came to see you.
Oh.
Hello, Mr. Craythorpe.
Hello, Susan. Oh, are you having a meal? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, not at all. I'm just making a sandwich.
No, it's all right, Theodore. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, you know I'm producing a play at the RAF missile base near here at the request of the commanding officer's wife.
Yes, Mrs. Billington mentioned it to me. The CO's wife is appearing in the play, isn't she?
Yes, just a small part, though. I'm afraid she's no actress. But she is the commanding officer's wife.
What about Mrs. Billington? Is she any good?
Well, she has a clear, distinct voice and a strong personality. Hers wasn't a leading part, but a very important one. You see, the play is mainly a murder trial, and...
Oh, I can see Mrs. Billington as the judge. Or, as Jimmy would say, the beak.
Oh. Don't you start, Susan.
As a matter of fact, Mrs. Billington was to play the criminal.
Oh, did she approve?
Now, Mrs. Clitrow. You see, I am on trial, but in the end, the lady is revealed as the guilty one.
Well, what are you going to do now?
Well, that's why I came round here. I wondered if you'd... if you'd fill the breach.
Me?
Oh, I'm sure you could do it.
Oh, no.
Of course you could, Mother. Go on, and we'll all come and see you and cheer.
I'm afraid it's not for civilians.
Oh, Theodore, I couldn't. Really,
look,
I couldn't.
At least come along for a few rehearsals and see how you feel. You'd be saving the situation for us, Mrs. Clitheroe.
That's fair enough. A few rehearsals can't do any harm.
Oh, all right, then.
You will? Oh, wonderful.
But if I decide that I can't do it, I'm backing out.
Whatever you say.
And not a word to Father or Mr. Whittle about this. I don't want them pulling my leg. And above all, don't mention it to Jimmy.
Oh, definitely not. If he knew where you were going, he'd be on that missile base in 2 seconds, shooting rockets all over the world.
I won't say a word. But the missile base is one place even Jimmy couldn't go. I have to give them a list of all the artistes. And when you enter, the RAF police scrutinize you most carefully. Oh, that reminds me. I must ring up and tell them you're replacing Mrs. Billington on the list.
Well, what time shall I be there?
Oh, well, they're sending a jeep for me this evening. So I'll tell them to collect you first.
I suppose.
Quite impressive, you know, being escorted there by RAF police.
Being escorted by RAF police?
What are you doing in here? I told you to play outside.
It's raining, Mum. Pouring down. I'm me a son, not a duck.
All right, stay in, but behave yourself.
Of course, ma'am. Hey, Mr. Craythorpe, why were the RF police after you?
Don't be silly, James. I was talking about the missile that... never mind.
You were in the RAF, were you?
Yes, but I don't wish to discuss it.
A coup, were you?
Jimmy, Mr. Craythorpe doesn't want to talk about it. Now, leave it.
All right, but I don't see why so shy. Grandad says your cooking nearly won the war.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, nearly won it for the Germans. Come on, Alfie. Let's go for a run on your motorbike.
Oh, no.
Look, I've come to take Susan out, and if I go with you, something will go wrong, and I'll be out when Susan gets in, and just because she can't see me, she'll think I'm not here. Was here? You've been and gone, I mean.
You're gone, all right. Look, Susan won't be home for hours. She's at a friend's house, Mary's.
Well, don't be daft. She goes to Mary's on a Wednesday. She said we go to the pictures tonight. She told me it's 7 o'clock Tuesday, and that's when I got here tonight, 10 to 7.
On Wednesday?
Exactly. Oh, Oh, do you mean I should have been here last night? Oh, wait, what would she do?
Well, if you're lucky, she might pat you in.
No, don't be funny. What am I going to do?
Take me out on your motorbike.
Oh, shut up, I'm trying to think.
I wondered why steam was coming out of your ears.
I know, I'll give Susan a ring.
Yeah, that's it, get married. I'll have a ride with you to the vicar's on your motorbike. After we call at the doctor's.
The doctor's?
Yes, if you're going to marry our Susan, you'll have to have a certificate to prove you're not balmy.
Sure. You put it down. I mean, ring her up on the phone. What's Mary's name?
Mary.
Oh, thank you. I mean, a surname.
Don't be daft. You can't call a girl, sir.
Oh, you were asking for it. Look, come here.
Her name's Carter.
Yeah, right. Now, have you got a phone book?
Oh, she's not in the phone book.
Well, I'll have to ring inquiries. They'll tell me what to do.
Oh, I can tell you what to do. Shout at the top of your voice.
Why?
Mary hasn't got a phone.
Hey, Jimmy, if that's your Susan, tell her I've gone. I've not been. I'm not here, you know.
Yes, you're not all there.
Yeah, that's it. Look, don't be funny.
Oh, you're not my sister.
Sister? If I was, I'd get a transfer to the WAF. I don't know, though. She might have more fun with us in the RAF.
Are you in the Air Force?
That's right, sonny. Corporal Baxter.
Hey, what's your red out for? Are you a Russian?
No, don't worry. I'm just a policeman.
Oh, an RAF policeman.
Got it. Now then, can you tell me if Mr. Theodore Craythorpe's in there? His sister said we'd find him here.
No, he just left. Hey, are you after him for something? Is he a spy?
After him? Oh, yeah. He's a desperate character, he is.
Is it something he did in the RAF? He was in it, you know, in the war.
Yeah. He sold 500 Spitfires to the Nappy for bangers and mash.
Spitfires? He was a kook.
Of course, that was it, yeah. Here, I'll tell you what he did. Can you keep a secret?
Yeah.
He saved 500 lives on his first day as a cook.
How?
He deserted. Anyway, if you see him, tell him to get in touch with us and tell us where to pick him up.
Right, you mean give himself up?
Yeah, that's it, sonny. Turn on now. Keep an eye open for him. A deserter.
Yeah, what was that, Jim? Who's a deserter?
Mr. Craythorpe. That fellow was an Air Force policeman. They're after Mr. Craythorpe.
Get away.
It's true. Hey, mister, what'll happen to Mr. Craythorpe when you catch him?
Oh, we'll give him 99 years. He might even get life.
There you are, Alfie.
Well, it seems true, but I don't understand.
Mr. Craythorpe was only in the RAF for one day and he deserted. The corporal said so. No wonder Mr. Craythorpe didn't want to talk about the RAF.
Oh, poor Mr. Craythorpe. Hey, should we warn him?
Yes, get your bike and we'll go round to his house.
Well, I could phone him.
No, we'll go. Then if he doesn't want to run for it, we can watch them arrest him.
Come in the lounge, James. Alfred. Well, this is a surprise.
You've got a bigger one to come.
What do you mean?
They're coming for you, because you weren't here. You were at Jim's, but when he got there, you left, so he couldn't get to you, but he will, unless you give yourself up and he won't need to.
What was that?
But I said they're coming for you, because you weren't here. You were at Jim's, but if you don't...
Oh, shut up. One of these days, you tie your tongue in a or not.
Well, we came to warn him about the police.
Oh, dear. You mean they were looking for me? Oh, I thought I'd got away with it.
Well, you've had a fair run.
Why did you do it, Mr. Craythorpe?
Well, I didn't honestly think I'd been gone for more than 2 hours.
You are. You've been gone for years.
Don't be impertinent, Alfred.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about, Mr. Craythorpe?
Last week, when I left my car at the parking meter for 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Oh, heck. Lou, Mr. Craythorpe, this fellow was telling us what you did in the war.
Oh, I did nothing.
That's what he told us.
What are you talking about? Oh, excuse me a moment while I answer the phone.
Mr. Craythorpe, don't be long. You haven't got much time if you want to run away to South America.
Oh, I don't understand, James. I won't be a moment. Hello? Yes? Pedro Craythorpe speaking. Oh, it's you, Corporal Back, sir.
Alfie, it's the copper from the Air Force.
Yes, yes, Corporal. My sister told me you'd been to... Yes, she told me you'd been to pick me up.
He knew they were after him.
Yes, I was at Mrs. Clitheroe's, but I must have left just before you got there. Well, I'm very sorry, my soul.
Yeah, he'll be a lot sorrier when they get him in the greenhouse. Glass room. Your prison.
Yes. Yes, I'll wait here till you come for me.
Yeah, he's giving himself up.
Yes, but before you come here, I want you to call and pick up Mrs. Clitheroe.
Pick up me, Mum?
No. No, you wouldn't know. Mrs. Billington. No, well, that's why I want you to get Mrs. Clitheroe. Yes, yes, she's in it now.
What does he mean, Jim? She's in it.
That's right. As you know, I am accused of the crime, but it is a woman who is really to blame. Yes, well, Mrs. Clitheroe is the criminal.
Did you hear that, Alfie?
He's trying to blame your mother.
Well, I'll murder him. I'll get your bicycle pump and blow his brains out.
Oh, no. No, look, don't let on with her. Let's get back to your house and warn your mother. She wants to get a lawyer before they pick her up.
You're right. Come on. And then we'll come back to see Craythorpe. And if the police haven't picked him up, I will. Every time you knock him down. At last, I could have got here quicker on a pair of roller skates with square wheels.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim, but I couldn't help my chain going.
If we're too late, it won't be a chain, it'll be a big end.
Oh, shut up. Look, we're lucky we got here at all. We might have had a nasty accident.
You still might have, if they pick me mum up. Come on.
Hey, steady there, steady, Jim. Where's the fire?
Sorry, Mr. Johnson, I'm in a hurry to see me mum.
You'll have to run a bit. I saw her drive away not 2 minutes ago in a jeep.
Ah, but she ain't got a driving license. She'll get into... Ow!
Come on, wrap your chain round your neck. Mr. Johnson, was it an Air Force jeep with police in it?
Ah, it was. What's she been up to, stealing a rocket?
Very funny. Alfie, come on, back on your bike.
What for?
We're going to the Rose and Crown.
Oh, I could do with a shandy after. Hey, you were too young to be in a pub.
You're too daft to be in the human race, but you're here. You're going to tell me, Grandad, what's happened. At least you are. I'll wait outside.
Oh, I see. Well, wait till I kick the starter, then hop on.
And if your bike doesn't start, I'll try kicking you.
Here, Pete. A pint of the best. Thanks, but it took you long enough. Have you been making a date with a new barmaid?
You what? Make a date with Snooty Serda? She turns her nose up that much, you could play hoopla on it.
Oh, she's not so bad.
Ah, she's too dollied up for my liking. You know, on her eyes, that cascara. And her hair all done up with that buffoon style.
Hey, I'm glad I found you at last. I tried in the other bar, but it was so full I pushed in front to see and I knocked a bloke's arm, spilt his beer, wet his pal. I said, I'm sorry, I've one on me. He said thanks and emptied his glass over me head. Then I had to buy him another pint, detain her away in a jeep.
Oh, I see. Well, they've taken who away?
Well, whoever it was, they'll be coming back for Alfie.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't deserted. I've never been in.
No, but it won't be long before you are. Come on, Alfie, have a drink.
Oh, no, I don't think so, thank you.
Come on, Alf. A quick shandy.
Oh, all right, then I'm 50.
God. Half a shandy, please, gorgeous.
Now, Alfie,
What were you saying?
Oh, I was telling you about the other bat. You see, this big fella grabbed me arm. Oh, I forgot. I come to tell you that they're taking it away.
Oh, Alfie, don't start again. Look, you're definitely in need of psychiatric treatment. You're mentally defunct.
Jimmy, get out of here. What do you think you're doing?
I'll be waiting for Yogi Bear there. He came in here for 2 seconds, 10 minutes ago.
Well, we'd outside there. Go on, go on.
But, Grandad, if we don't hurry, she'll be in prison. Didn't Alfie tell you they've taken her away?
Oh, not you as well, Jim.
Ah, but they have. But Mr. Craythorpe told them it was her. She's a criminal.
Who is?
But Mrs. Clitheroe.
What do you mean, Pat's a criminal?
Mr. Craythorpe told the Air Force police she was, and they came in and arrested her.
What? Is this true, my lad?
We heard it all, didn't we, Alfie?
Yeah, we did, Mr. Sinclair. Cubs on there. Yeah, I mean, honest.
Well, what are we waiting for? This is obviously a case of mistaken identical. Look, let's get after them in my car.
You're right. They'll have gone to the airfield.
Yeah, I know. It's the base for them miscellaneous rockets. Right, come on.
I say, what about this chandelier you ordered?
Oh, we don't want it now.
Well, I want some money.
All right, Jezebella. Yeah, drink it yourself. Hey, or better still, have a shampoo with it. Look what it's done to Alfie's hair.
Come on, hurry up, or we'll be late.
Just a moment, you're not going.
But, Grandad.
Alfie, take him home on your bike, will you?
Yeah, all right, yeah, Mr. Sinclair.
Oh, he's right, Jim. This is no place for juniviles.
Right, Harry, come on, let's go.
Okay, Pete, lead on, plum duff.
Well, come on, Jimmy, I'll take you home.
All right, but seeing as it's such a nice night, we'll go the long way.
Which is that?
Past the missile base.
Time were you two clear off?
Look, my daughter's in there and I'm coming in to get her.
And I'm coming with him. So if you want to live to be a sergeant, you had better disperse yourself.
Now, don't you threaten me. Don't you threaten me or I'll sort you both out.
Why, you cheeky young whippersnapper.
Now listen, Corporal Littler. Just come down off your clothes, horse, before I get my dandy up.
Look, why don't you both go home and sleep it all?
We're not drunk. But if you don't get out of our way, we're liable to get disorderly, and I'm coming in.
Oh, get back now. I'm warning you for the last time.
Don't you push me.
Oh, that does it. Shoving an old man old enough to be your father, would you? Well, come on, put him up. Have a go at me.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to fight anyone, but I got my job to do.
Oh, you're all right at kidnapping unexpecting females. But when it comes to a man, that's a horse with a different collar.
Now, what are you talking about? If you're not drunk, you must be daft. Now,
wait, whatever you think,
are you sure it's not too cold out for you here, Mrs. Kibberow?
Oh, no, this coat's very warm. But if you're chilly, we'll go back and wait in the officer's mess.
No, I needed some fresh air. I'm really very sorry for this delay.
Oh, it's not your fault we have to wait for the CO's wife.
Thank you. Oh, it really is most inconsiderate of her to be half an hour late for the rehearsal.
Yes, well, from what I hear, she's probably given her husband the orders for tomorrow before he gives them to the airman.
Yes, I think she does tend to wear the commanding officer's trousers.
And from the look of her, she'll have to let them out a bit.
Now, Mrs. Tidrow, that's a little unkind. True, but unkind.
Here they are, Alfie. Come on, grab it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Good heavens, it's James Belford.
Oh, no, he's found out. Jimmy, what are you doing here?
Don't worry, man, we'll save you. Got you, little squealer.
Oh, James, stop it.
Oh, let me have him, Jim.
Alfie,
have
you gone
mad? Look for him, man, while we've got him.
What are you two doing?
Get her on your bike, Alfie. I'll hold him. I've got his bike.
Stop it at once, Jimmy. Let go of Mr. Craythorpe.
Oh, Mum. He'll run away now.
I will not run away. And you'd better explain yourself before I give you a good smack.
What? I'll punch your nose for you.
Yes, and I'll lift you up to do it.
You needn't bother. I'll kick his shins and stand on the lumps.
Will you stop it?
Oh, Mum. You hit me.
Yeah, what's all this? What's all the trouble about, then?
See what you've done, our Mum. Now it's still won't be able to get away.
Alfie, what is he talking about?
We wanted to stop him arresting you because you're a criminal. What? I mean, because he said so and you're not, but he is, and he wants to save his own skin and give him your head.
Is he dark?
I think they're both out of their minds.
Just wait till I get you home, Jimmy. I'll sort you out.
But are we going to keep you in jail?
In jail? What do you mean?
But we heard Mr. Craythorpe tell this bloke to arrest you because you were the criminal.
Yeah. He asked me to pick her up to come to the rehearsal.
Rehearsal?
Oh, I see it all now. James, your mother is playing the part of a criminal in our play. We've come here to rehearse.
Oh, heck. And I thought, oh dear, me grandad. Thank goodness he's not here yet. You haven't seen him, have you?
Your grandad? No, I don't think so. Here, wait a minute. Is he Scottish? Thick set with a temper like Ireland Bull?
That's him. He's been and gone, has he?
Well, he's been. He hasn't gone. I got him and another bloke locked up in the guard room.
Oh, no.
Locked up?
Well, I didn't realise, Mrs. I'll let them out straight away.
Alfie, start the bike up. Corporal, don't let him out straight away. Give us about 10 minutes start.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as both Theodore Craythorpe and Harry Whittle, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, and Brian Truman as Corporal Baxter. The recorded program was written and produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
I thought you might be worrying about what happened to me. Well, you needn't. I didn't get smacked. Grandad was in a good mood when he came out, so he just told me off. There were 4 of them in the guard room and a pack of cards. Grandad won £2.15. Mind, he did get a bit cross when I said I thought he ought to give me 5 bob for bringing him luck. Ta-ra!